This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Marketplace Morning.
Help is on the way.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The House is set to vote today on the economic stimulus bill, with the Senate soon to follow. And yesterday, the stock market popped out of a funk on news that the government will help struggling homeowners with their mortgages. All of this designed to stem the fallout from the financial crisis. Meanwhile, the mayor of Las Vegas says too much of that fallout has been landing on his city. The center of the convention world found itself a little off-center this week, as our senior business correspondent Bob Moon reports.
The latest figures out this week show convention business here in Las Vegas off around 5% from a year earlier. And then President Obama came along this week and suggested that business gatherings here are an unacceptable luxury for firms getting bailout money.
You can't go take a trip to Las Vegas or go down to the Super Bowl on the taxpayers' dime.
Las Vegas Mayor Oscar Goodman says he wants a rectification. He insisted at a news conference yesterday that Vegas visits shouldn't be off limits, even if they use bailout money.
If it's for serious purposes and not for a vacation, but to get business done, I see nothing wrong with it.
This week, at least four big companies either canceled or relocated several $1 million in convention business. A gathering of financial bigwigs, the American Securitization Forum, did go on. But Executive Director George Miller found the need to say there was nothing to be ashamed of as they discussed freeing up the credit markets.
No one should be defensive about being here to address those important topics, and no one should be dissuaded or discouraged from taking part in this conference. It is not only okay, it is essential.
At MGM Mirage Resort, Senior VP Alan Feldman argues Las Vegas can actually be a cheaper and more effective destination.
Companies look to have a good time, set a good tone for a meeting, and then have a productive meeting. And in that regard, we have the facilities and staff and the capability to deliver like no city in America.
Feldman argues that perhaps more than ever, now is the time businesses ought to be getting together to solve our economic ills. In Las Vegas, I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
American bankers are not the only ones in trouble with the public. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown says banks should be able to claw back bonuses if bankers don't perform. And there's a new set of bonuses drawing attention, bonuses paid by the agency that regulates Britain's banks. From London, Stephen Beard has that.
These bonuses are not in the same league as the vast sums that bankers got. We're talking here about a maximum of $150,000 for the most senior executive. But this is taxpayers' money. It's for staff at the Financial Services Authority, or FSA, and they've been widely criticised for failing to spot and stop the banking excesses that caused the crisis. Matthew Sinclair of the Taxpayers Alliance.
I don't think the best way to encourage good staff to come to the FSA is to give them massive payouts when things go massively wrong.
He says the regulator is supposed to be cracking down on the bonus culture in financial services. The FSA says that now more than ever it needs to motivate staff to improve their performance. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And let's take a look at stocks now. News that the Obama administration plans to help out mortgage holders sparked a Wall Street rally. The Dow came from 250 points down and ended up basically flat. The Nasdaq gained 0.75%. Asian markets closed up solidly today, and European shares are 1 to 2% higher at this hour.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting Women Heart and its efforts to address the number one killer of women in the United States, heart disease. MedtronicFoundation.org. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
tomorrow could be one of the more tense Valentine's days in a while. Many couples are dealing with the kind of financial pressure that can sink a relationship. Gail Cunningham is with the National Foundation for Credit Counseling, and she told me couples are coming through her doors stressed out.
With the skyrocketing job losses, it really is a concern to us because, of course, if the income is cut in half or evaporates entirely, that certainly puts stress on your daily living expenses, such as your mortgage or rent payments, your putting food on the table, keeping your utilities on, just the basics like that. And, of course, through the years, the court documents have shown that financial distress is one of the major causes of divorce. And interestingly enough, we're seeing people who can't afford to get divorced. The economic reality simply is the fact that they cannot afford to set up two different residences with two different sets of expenses.
Maybe it keeps some people together?
Really, it's probably cheaper to stay together now.
This is an intimate issue, Gail, that a lot of couples have maybe never had to confront together before.
You're exactly right. You know, it's really interesting that people would almost rather talk about anything than their finances. And not until they have a financial distress are they forced into having this conversation.
You have talked about something called financial infidelity. What is that?
Well, that is what we call it when one partner is hiding purchases or debt from the other. This can be a home wrecker for sure. And I can promise you that if you are sitting across the desk from a couple where financial infidelity surfaces, the blame game starts. And you can cut the tension with a knife. It is so thick within the room. This is one of the most distressful things that we hate to see because once the people leave our office, we know that it's going to get worse.
Well, Gail, this recession is not ending soon. What advice can you give couples who want to stick together through this?
On Valentine's Day, we suggest giving the gift of open conversation about money. I think this is a good time to say, hey, honey, let's sit down and take another look at our finances. And if you're in financial distress, you may need to take a look weekly or at least monthly. You know, people will feel more secure and that will diminish the stress level in your house. If you face it head on, develop a plan, and then you've got some hope for a way out.
Gail Cunningham with the National Foundation for Credit Counseling, thank you and happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Have a great Friday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.